This message comes from NPR sponsor Progressive, and it's Name Your Price tool. Say how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show coverage options within your budget. Visit Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. Protests against the war in Gaza are intensifying on college campuses across the U.S. In New York City, students at Columbia University have taken over a building that's been at the center of campus demonstrations since the 1960s. Videos on social media show students barricading the entrance of Hamilton Hall and unfurling a Palestinian flag out of a window. The university has also started to suspend students who refuse to break down an encampment on school grounds. Democratic Congressman Jamal Bowman says the move is a threat to free speech.
We should listen to the young people, and we should take them seriously. We should listen to the American people, because the American people have been calling for a ceasefire for months and months. They've been calling for humanitarian aid to get into Gaza.
Congressman Daniel Goldman says he supports First Amendment rights, but draws the line when students are subjected to anti-Semitic threats.
There's no question that everyone has a right to free speech, but you do not have a right to make school unsafe for other students.
Similar demonstrations are taking place at Virginia Tech, Yale, Harvard, UCLA, and numerous other schools. The International Criminal Court in The Hague is reportedly considering arrest warrants for Israeli leaders, including Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Terry Schultz reports the ICC has been investigating the actions of both sides.
ICC Chief Prosecutor Karim Khan says he has jurisdiction over potential war crimes that are committed in the Gaza Strip due to the Palestinian territories being admitted as a member of the court in 2015. Reuters says Israeli officials could potentially be accused of preventing the delivery of humanitarian aid to Palestinian civilians in Gaza and of pursuing an excessively harsh response to the Hamas attacks. While the court has not confirmed its intentions, Prime Minister Netanyahu has addressed the issue himself on social media, saying that, quote, "Under my leadership, Israel will never accept any attempt by the ICC to undermine its inherent right of self-defense." He adds that the threat would set a dangerous precedent. For NPR News, I'm Terry Schultz.
Witness testimony is underway in a hearing to determine whether retail giant Amazon interfered in a union election at its warehouse in Bessemer, Alabama in 2022. Stephen Basaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports.
The union's lawyers are accusing the company of an aggressive anti-union campaign, intimidating workers, surveilling workers, tossing out union flyers while leaving anti-union messaging alone. Amazon's lawyers deny the company broke labor laws and says the only thing it did was practice its First Amendment right, warning workers about the dangers of unionizing.
That's Stephen Basaha reporting. This is NPR News. The criminal hush money trial of former President Donald Trump resumes in New York City today. A banker who helped Trump's former attorney, Michael Cohen, open accounts is expected to return to the witness stand. Prosecutors say Gary Faro played a role in a hush money payment that was made to an adult film star who claims to have had a sexual encounter with Trump. The elusive British street artist known as Banksy has made a name for himself with his politically conscious street art. But what do you do if you wake up to one of his murals painted on the side of your home? It may sound exciting, but reporter Rebecca Rossman tells us it's complicated.
It's complicated for several reasons. There's the droves of camera-clad tourists that suddenly show up in front of your home, threats from greedy profiteers looking to make a dollar, or in some cases, several million off the work, and then the vandalism. It took only 2 days for Banksy's latest piece, a tree-themed mural in North London, to be doused with white paint. And while an original Banksy can, in theory, be quite valuable, Banksy almost never delivers the certificates of authentication needed to convince most art galleries and collectors to buy the pieces, meaning his art might be destined to stay on the street after all. For NPR News, I'm Rebecca Rossman.
Stocks across Asia traded higher today. Markets in Japan rose 470 points at the close. Shares in China and Hong Kong also posted gains. Dow futures are trading lower ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street. This is NPR.
Support for NPR and the following message come from Sattva. Sattva luxury mattresses are every bit as elegant as the most expensive brands, but because they're sold online, they're about half the price. Visit SAATVA.com/NPR and save an additional $200.